Boris calls on Britons to make UK carbon neutral by Christmas, pledges to get Brexit done, triple tax lock. By Victoria Friedman on November 24, 2019. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has unveiled the Conservative Party's election manifesto where he promised to increase spending on public services without raising taxes and to get Brexit done by January 2020. The Tories have made a number of pledges going into the December 12 general election, including extra funding for the NHS, with 50 million more GP surgery appointments every year and 50,000 more nurses. In terms of law and order, the party will continue with its drive to hire 20,000 new police officers and introduce tougher sentencing for criminals. Once the UK leaves the EU and its free movement regime, the manifesto says that the UK can once again take control of its immigration policy, announcing an Australian-style points-based system to control immigration. The party did not, as it had in the past, commit to an immigration cap, which it had never intended to fulfill, but said, there will be fewer lower-skilled migrants, and overall numbers will come down. The manifesto also revealed plans for up to 10 free ports to benefit England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Free ports are areas with little to no tax, which function to encourage economic activity. Companies operating in free ports can avoid paying taxes on goods if they bring them into manufacture on site before exporting them. The Conservatives pledged a triple tax lock where the rates of VAT, income tax, and national insurance contributions will not rise under their government. Speaking from Telford on Sunday afternoon at the manifesto's launch, Prime Minister Johnson said that it would be possible to invest millions more into science, schools, infrastructure, technology, and apprenticeships and control our debt at the same time. We can do all these things without raising our income tax, VAT, or national insurance contributions, he said. Mr. Johnson's headliner commitment was to get Brexit done. He said, unlike any other party standing in this election, we're going to get Brexit done with a deal that is pre-cooked, ready to go, approved not just by our friends in the EU but by every single one of the 635 candidates standing at this election. A deal that will allow us to deliver all the opportunities of Brexit, from free ports to free trade to cutting VAT on sanitary products and improving the welfare of animals. Get Brexit done. The Prime Minister said that the UK would be out by January 31 if his party is returned with a majority that can pass his deal. In terms of trading with the developing world, the document said, our trade deals will not only be free but fair, in particular towards the developing nations whose economies could be transformed by access to the UK's markets and expertise. We can, for example, include provisions in our new free trade agreements that promote the fair treatment of workers and advance women's empowerment. Warning that a Labour government under Jeremy Corbyn would result in a second Brexit referendum and another vote on Scottish independence, Mr. Johnson said, I don't want to waste 2020 and two more referendums. I want it to be an exciting and productive year, a year of prosperity and growth. Do you want to wake up on Friday the 13th of December to a nightmare on Downing Street? A Corbyn Sturgeon coalition of chaos? I say let's go carbon neutral by 2050 and carbon neutral by Christmas.